Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Dedication to God, to Christ, is important for a Christian's life. That is our subject today. And the Bible text is from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. Where he said, to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. When they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well." Amen.
Amen.
Just before Jesus ascended into heaven, he said these words. This is a great commandment indeed. Go into all the world to do the ministry. You know, the church has failed. The church has failed. They started to go, they started to preach, they made some disciples, and then they stopped. If the Christians throughout history would have fulfilled this commandment, today everybody would be a Christian. So where is the problem? What has happened? When the Roman Emperor Constantine stopped the persecution and allowed Christians to perform their ministry, he added some pagan things into the Christian doctrine. He made a great and grave mistake. He gifted the church leaders with elaborate gifts and presents, and so those leaders were started to get involved into the state, so that the state and the church became one. At the end of the Roman Empire, the papal power continued the empire. Now the Roman Church was a political power, and the president was a pope. They fought wars, and all in the name of Jesus. The RCC became powerful and totally corrupt. In the 12th century, a group called Waldenses separated themselves from the moral corruption and physical damaging practices. They preached the truth of the gospel and were persecuted and executed by the RCC. In the 14th century, John Wycliffe translated the Bible into the language of the common people. He preached the truth, he preached the word as it is right. He too was persecuted by the RCC. In the 16th century, many reformers arose, including Luther, and they translated the Bible in the languages of the common people, and they were telling the truth. They too were persecuted by the RCC. In the 20th century, was the Azusa Street Revival in Los Angeles, which gave birth to many revivalists. Many of these revivalists, they brought great amount of Christians or new believers. Yet, still the world is not saved. Whenever a man or a woman stands up and has a big gathering, There are always the Christians who are fast to ridicule and to criticize. It's still happening today. We can see that when some big man like Pastor Chris are preaching, they are ridiculed and all kinds of bad things said against them. Now, the command of Jesus was not something for past generations. Jesus said in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth will not pass away. Heaven and earth will not pass away. Will pass away, but my words will never pass away. If his words never pass away, still they have validity today. So the command was to go into all the world and preach the gospel and teach the things of God. Matthew put it in this way, Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the Son and in the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Therefore, we have a double command. We have a double command to go and preach and serve and to make disciples. The early Christians, they understood what that meant, and they went ahead despite the strong persecution. What they experienced, many got saved. On the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people were added to the church, and shortly afterwards we read of 5,000 believers. So why did the church grow so fast? Do you think it was because of the 12 disciples? No. It's because every believer understood the message. Every believer understood the message that it was for him and for her, what Jesus said. As believers scattered over the whole world, they preached the gospel wherever they went. And they made disciples and they formed new churches. Sometimes I wonder what happened to Christians today. They come to church, go to church, but nothing is happening. The command was to go to preach and make the disciples. So how many disciples have you made? How many disciples have you made? If you have no disciples, you're not fulfilling the command of Jesus and you're disobedient. You're a disobedient Christian. You may not go, you don't have to go to different countries to make disciples. That's not what Jesus said. Where is your world? Where is your world? Is your working place? Is your school? It's where you live. It's where you do business. That is your world. That is where you have to preach the gospel. So wherever you are, make disciples. If there is no time for explanation, because people are in a rush nowadays, give them a leaflet. Have some leaflets with you. Have some rhapsodies with you. Put your name inside so that if they have questions, they can ask you and give it to them. There are many ways to preach. You can preach with words and you can preach in writing. So make disciples, make them ask questions about faith. Make them ask, that they will ask you, what is your Christian faith? I hope that all your work colleagues, schoolmates, know that you're a Christian. I know a man, he worked in a refugee camp, And after a short time, everybody called him father. I went to the taxi company and they greeted me, hello, pastor. I don't know if they were teasing me, but I took it serious. They know what I stand for. Imagine you go to your working place and people say, good morning, evangelist. Good morning, prophet. Good morning, apostle, or whatever. I had customers that had big problems, either health problems or any other problems. I finished my taxi business. They paid their fare. And I said, now I have something different to tell you. This has nothing to do with the taxi. Please don't misunderstand. I want to tell you. I told them the gospel. I said, can I pray for you? You don't believe how ready people are to pray with you. It will touch their lives and they will never forget. They will never forget. Many people are calling me up whenever they have a problem. They know the power there is in our prayers. They know that. They trust in it. They trust in that power. So they trust that when you pray, it will work. Try it out. You are that person. You are that person to make disciples. People in the Western world, countries, always wonder why no miracles are happening. That is simple. Because too many Christians are getting distracted by all kinds of things. Christians in Africa, Christians in Asia, they pray with all their heart. Their fervent prayer, the whole body is shaking and praying because they trust so much in God. They have communion with the Father. Many of these powerful prayers, prayer warriors, they come into the West. When they come here, all their interest is gone. From now on, materialism is a program. Money, money, money. Many making money every day. Sunday, they cannot go to church because they're too tired or because they have to work. Monday to Saturday, they have no time to read the Bible. They have no time to pray. They forget everything about Christ. But they call themselves Christians. You cannot be a Christian like that. And they wonder, why are no miracles happening? So where is your dedication to God? Where is your dedication to God? The world is distracting. This advertisement 24/7. The world knows how to make disciples. The world knows. What they show on TV, what they tell on the radio, what they put in the magazines is their way of preaching their gospel. Not our gospel, their gospel. And they make disciples like that. And Christians are watching and wondering. Or worse, they even join and become disciples of the world. You see, money is nice to have. When you have it, praise the Lord. But those who have a lot of money usually have no time for God. That is why Jesus said it's harder for a rich person to go into the kingdom of heaven than for a camel to go through the needle of an eye. I just saw a documentary this week of actors and other well-known people and what kind of cars they drive. One has a car, 100,000 francs. The other one has another car, 200,000 francs, 500,000 francs, a million. And the richest one has even a car of 8 million Imagine. It only has four wheels and an engine. So, is that your dream? Is that your dream? Your dream should be how to lead people into the kingdom. Your dream should be to be dedicated to God. Your dream should be to fulfill the Great Commission. Jesus said in Mark 16, these signs will accompany those who believe. Those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They speak in new tongues. They pick up snakes with their hands. When they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will place their hands on the sick people and they will get well. When did these signs happen to you last time? When did these signs happen to you? When did you drive out demons? When did you lay your hands on the sick and they got healed? Jesus said, those who believe, these signs will follow. He didn't say you have to do something that the signs will come. If you believe, these signs shall follow. So the question is, do you believe? If you believe in the Son of God, you will preach the gospel and these signs will follow. Everyone. It's not for some people. It's not only for pastors. It's for every believer. Every believer. So you shouldn't run to the healing apostles and say, apostle, please pray for my healing. You have that power within you. You have that authority in you. If you believe, these signs will follow you. Not only in other people's lives, but also in your own life. When you get sick or have symptoms of sickness, you say in the name of Jesus, this sign is following me. I'm healed. When a demon appears, many cry, help! When you appear, the demon should cry help because he knows the power, the authority that is in you. Many of you heard me say many times, greater is the one in me. In 1 John 4:4, you know that verse. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Understand. If you're a believer, you should take this and repeat it all day over. All day over. Repeat it. Greater is the one in me. Greater is the one in me. Greater is the one in me. The more you repeat it, the more you live according to it. If you're a believer, you should remember this and repeat it. Whenever anything is to be done that is too hard or too difficult, you say, greater is he that is in me. Whenever somebody is against you, you say, greater is he that is in me. Use the words continually, continually, all the time. Nothing can come against you. Nothing can come against you. Because the greater one is in you. I don't know why believers forget this verse so often. They forget that who is in them. They forget. They say, oh, my heart. But they forget that in the heart is Jesus. The greater one is in me. Therefore, whatever happens, I preach the gospel. Why do you think you lose something when you tell somebody that they can be saved? They can be saved. They can be healed. They can come from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God. But that you are the one to preach. You are the mouth of Jesus. So you have to use it. If they don't want to listen, just go further. Forget them and preach to the next one. When I was a young man, jeans were not usual. It was not respectable clothes. Not like today. I wore jeans. I had long hair. I had a big button on my chest which said, "Jesus is Lord." Many stopped me on the street and asked me about Jesus. I was in a big city in London. I was a foreigner. I didn't know much English, but I was able to tell them the way because they knew me. They knew the hippie Christian in East London. If that is possible for me, it should be possible for them, for you. You say you are dedicated to Christ. Then you have to show it. Pray at home. Read the Bible. Preach the gospel. Make disciples. That is your job to do. You will be surprised how many miracles you will see. Because it says, them that believe, these signs shall follow. So when you start to preach the gospel, if you start to do what Christ told us to do, these signs will follow. And you will be surprised how many miracles you will see. The sick will be healed. The dead will be raised. Many will accept Christ. And you have disciples. I feel I have spent too much time with sick Christians. Christians who should know their way, but they don't want to grow. I can only say, the great one is in me. The great one is in me. Therefore, I use that power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That power is available every day, every minute of the day, to every one of us. Every one of us. Peter said to the people in Acts chapter 3, verse 16, it is in Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you all can see. It is the name of Jesus. People, it's the name of Jesus. Use that name. Use the name of Jesus. The power is available to us. The power is available to us, but use his name. Forget what the world says. Forget what the world offers. Forget what the world does. The great one is in you. Forget the ridicule of the people. Forget about that. It's not important. Remember, the great one is in you. Use his name. And it will change your life completely. It will change the life of the people around you. You will see changes in your school. You will see changes in your business. You will see changes wherever you are. Whatever you do, you will see changes. Use the name of Jesus. And know who you are in Christ. And whose you are. Amen.
Amen.